Good afternoon. This is a public hearing regarding regulations governing enforcement of Chapter 14 of the San Francisco Environment Code. The date is Monday, May 20th. The time is 2:00 p.m. Please note that the ringing of cell phones, pagers, and similar devices could still happen virtually and is still prohibited. Please ensure your device is silenced. Public comment will be available for each item on the agenda. Each speaker will be allowed 3 minutes to speak. Opportunities to speak during the public comment period are available via phone by calling 1-415-655-0001. Please enter the access code 2662-687-2851 and enter the passcode CCSF. When connected, dial *3 to be added to the queue. Best practices are to call from a quiet location, speak clearly and slowly, and turn down any other devices. Alternatively, you may submit public comment by email to the Environment Department at environment@sfgov.org. Comments submitted via email will be posted on the department website and will be included as part of the official file. My name is Deidre Tannenberg, Policy and Public Affairs Assistant Coordinator at the San Francisco Environment Department. I'm joined by my colleagues, Eric Pacewalk, Construction and Demolition Zero Waste Coordinator of the Environment Department, as well as Kat Hanneman, Construction and Demolition Zero Waste Assistant Coordinator. With that, we could proceed with item two. Presentation and update to regulations governing enforcement of Chapter 14. Speakers are Eric Pacewalk, Construction and Demolition Zero Waste Coordinator, and Kat Hanneman, Construction and Demolition Zero Waste Assistant Coordinator, San Francisco Environment Department. The explanatory documents are the draft regulations file number SFE24-01-CDO. The other is inspection report 2024 escalated enforcement process chart and the fine schedule. Please take it away, Kat.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your interest in engaging in today's meeting. I'm Eric Pacewalk, the Zero Waste Coordinator for Construction and Demolition at San Francisco Environment, and am joined by my colleague Kat Hanrahan, Assistant Zero Waste Coordinator for Construction and Demolition with SFE. We are here today to provide some updates to the regulations used to govern the enforcement of Environment Code Chapter 14. A quick overview of our agenda today. We'll start with an overview of the Construction and Demolition Zero Waste Program, then go to the Enforcement Program and Outcomes, overview of changes to enforcement regulations, and open up for comments and questions at the end. Article 6 of the San Francisco Health Code, Section 288, states that construction and demolition debris, or C&D, cannot be placed for regular refuse collection and must be disposed of at a construction and demolition debris facility registered pursuant to Chapter 14 of the Environment Code. In addition, the State Green Building Code, Cal Green, requires projects to recycle and/or salvage for reuse a minimum of 65% of non-hazardous C&D waste. This leads us to Chapter 14, which governs our approach to compliance oversight of C&D debris. C&D debris accounts for 50% of total solid waste generation and 25% of total landfill disposal. As shown in this slide, we oversee three areas connected to C&D debris. First is construction and demolition projects. Based on the CalGreen requirements I stated earlier, we monitor total debris generation and material recovery rates through an online tracking service called Green Halo. Second, transporters of mixed C&D. We updated requirements in January of 2022 that mandates that all transporters of mixed construction debris generated from projects in San Francisco be permitted through San Francisco Environment. And finally, facilities. Facilities are required to be registered with San Francisco Environment in order to accept loads of mixed C&D from San Francisco projects. Our oversight model connects the custody of materials from project to recycler and allows us to take action against non-compliant actors. Today, we're going to be focusing on two of those three areas, on generators or projects and transporters of mixed C&D. As I mentioned, we updated Chapter 14 in 2022, and part of that update was the introduction of the mixed C&D transporter permit system. Here you see circled a 2023 permit on a debris box staged at an active construction site. For roll-off debris boxes like this, the permits are able to be transferred from one debris box to another, but if the permits are applied to a fixed body truck, they have to be connected to that one truck only and its license plate. These permits need to be displayed during the collection and transport of mixed C&D. Haulers of mixed C&D that do not have a permit can be issued a notice of violation and face administrative penalties as outlined in the enforcement regulation introduced in 2023. Kat will now go into more detail about that regulation, the outcomes over the last year, and the updates being introduced.
Great, thank you, Eric. So as Eric mentioned, this ordinance update laid the foundation for our enforcement program, but the program was officially activated last year upon introduction of the first version of these regulations in February of 2023. So these regulations outlined our enforcement process with an emphasis on corrective actions and a tiered fine schedule that's based on type of vehicle, number of previous offenses, and severity of violation. So we spent the past year implementing this program and evaluating it for areas of improvement. As you can see on our inspection report map, from March 2023 to March 2024, we focused on equitable distribution of enforcement actions across districts, with an emphasis on technical assistance that resulted in 94% of violations being cured without fine issuance. So based on what we learned over the past year, today's hearing is about some of the changes we made to those original regulations to make the enforcement process more equitable and effective. Those changes that I'll go over today include some changes to forms that are not part of the regulation text but utilized by our team, a new avenue to extend cure periods to allow for permit payments to be processed, and a fine cap for entities with multiple violations issued at the same time. So notable changes on the inspection report include an addition of a new violation category, specifically for roll-off companies. Violation 4B went into effect at the beginning of the calendar year, and all permitted transporters who operate roll-off boxes were notified that after three instances of failing to display a permit, a new permit would need to be purchased. Additionally, the form underwent some formatting changes in the fine amount box to show total cumulative fine amount after a five-day cure period instead of the daily fine amount to reduce some confusion. The fine schedule was updated with new amounts for 2024 that correspond to the yearly increase in transporter permit fees. And additionally, the fine for failure to respond to a documentation request was increased from $50 to $210 to increase compliance and cover administrative costs of invoicing. And this concludes changes made only to attached forms. Moving into the new process changes, I'll first talk about a mechanism to extend cure periods that has been added both to the regulation text and our process chart here on the screen. So essentially, this addition allows us to extend a cure period when the recipient of an NOV has submitted a transporter permit application to cure a violation. The transporter permit needs to be paid in full before we can consider an NOV cured, but we often see a delay of a week or more before permit invoices are issued. So essentially, this addition would correct a misalignment of timeframes to avoid both prematurely closing an NOV and avoid issuing a fine if the original cure date has passed, but the recipient is still in the process of obtaining a transport permit. And our final major change in the regulation text is the introduction of a fine cap. We are enforcing ordinance requirements both in the field and through our online waste management software, Green Halo. So projects of a certain scope and valuation are required to submit a waste management plan to us via Green Halo and must receive final approval from us prior to scheduling final inspection with Department of Building Inspection. These plans represent debris hauling activity over the entire course of a project, and as a result, our team may receive multiple violations at once when reviewing these plans, which can lead to disproportionately high fine amounts when calculated with our standard field method. So to lower fine amounts in these instances, we will be implementing a mechanism to cap fine amounts at a certain percentage of the project's permit value. So this fine cap will range from 1% to 5% of the permit value and be implemented on a case-by-case basis depending on the type of project. For example, the project on the screen here is a residential alteration with a project value of $100,000. Five instances of unpermitted transport with our smallest tier of vehicle, which is a pickup truck, would result in a $3,900 fine if not cured under our standard calculation. However, under our new model, we might choose to cap the fine amount at 1% of the project value due to this being single family home with a small scope, low valuation, and therefore likely low debris generation. So the fine would decrease from $3,900 to $1,000, and of course only be invoiced if the violation is not cured. So an important thing to note here is that both project type and valuation are determined directly by the Department of Building Inspection and not by SFE. So we do not determine those values, but we will be determining the percentage cap for the fine amount. So that's an overview of the changes we've made to these regulations. We are happy to record questions and comments now. You are also welcome to reach out to our team with the information on the screen if you have specific questions about how these changes might impact your projects. Draft regulations are posted on our policy page right now, and the assigned regulations will be posted on the construction and demolition page once they are assigned.
Thank you, Kat and Eric. Members of the public who wish to make a public comment on this item should now press *3 to be added to the queue. For those already on hold in the queue, please continue to re-enter and use your turn to speak. We will pause for a minute to give participants time to join the speaker queue. Mr. Screen Share. People can see this. Oh, just give him a couple of seconds to see if there's any other comment. See, there are no callers in the queue. Kyle, Eric, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing from me. Thanks, Deidre.
No, thank you, Deidre.
Okay. With that, we proceed to the final item, which is item 3, adjournment. The hearing is adjourned. The time is 2:16 p.m. Thank you for joining us today.